November 29, 1918. One who goes out of the divine will, goes out of the light. Finding myself in my usual state, I was praying my always lovable Jesus, according to what he had promised me another time, that when the soul always does his will, sometimes he consents to do the will of the soul. Therefore, I said to him, "Today you really have to do my will." Jesus, in coming, told me, "My daughter, don't you know that as the soul goes out of my will, it is like a day without sun for her, without heat, without the life of the divine attitude within her? And I, my love, may heaven keep me from doing this. I would rather die than go out of your will. Therefore, place your will in me, and then say to me, 'It is my will that today I do your will.'" And Jesus, "Ah, Tivela. Bad little one. All right, I will make you content. I will keep you with me as long as I want, and then I myself will leave you free." Oh! How happy I was that, without doing my will, Jesus, identifying his will with mine, would do my will while doing his will. Afterwards, my lovable Jesus spent some time with me. It seemed that he was dipping the point of his finger in his most precious blood, and then traced it over my forehead, my eyes, my mouth, my heart. Then he kissed me. In seeing him so affectionate and sweet, I tried to suckle from his mouth the bitternesses which his heart contained, as I used to do before. But Jesus immediately withdrew a little, and showed me a bundle which he had in his hand, full of other chastisements. And he told me, "Look at how many other chastisements must be poured upon the earth. This is why I do not pour into you. The enemies have prepared all their internal plans to make revolutions. Now there is nothing left but to prepare their external plans. Ah, my daughter, how my heart grieves. I have no one with whom to pour out my sorrow. I want to pour it out with you. You will have to be patient in hearing me speak very often about sad things. I know that you suffer, but it is love that pushes me to do this. Love wants to make its pains known to its beloved. I almost could not do without coming to pour myself out with you." I felt bad in seeing Jesus so embittered. I could feel his pains in my heart. And Jesus, to cheer me, gave me a few sips of the sweetest milk to drink. Then he added, "Now I withdraw and I'll leave you free."